The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowd and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat in the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, 'Rabbi.' As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You are but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
With this, I ask everyone just to bow your heads and say a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, as we begin this new week of grace, this new week with the Feast of All Saints, All Souls, and First Friday, we ask you to open our minds and hearts to the graces that you want us to receive this day. Help us to be receptive and docile. We ask this in your holy name. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, all the readings today are calling us to grow in the virtue of humility. It's so important. Our Lord brings this up quite a bit, because he realizes pride is disastrous for the spiritual life. It's a cancer to the soul. So in the end of the gospel here today, our Lord said, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Now, just real briefly looking at the readings here, you have the prophet Malachi, and the Lord God speaking through him. He was saying, "If you do not give glory to my name, son of the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you." Sometimes we do something well. Sometimes pride can begin welling up in our heart. We can forget that God gave us the gift, grace, the ability, the intelligence, the resources to accomplish a certain task. So the Lord says, make sure that you know that you give glory to me. And don't take that glory to yourself. And then you have this beautiful Psalm 131. It's making a correlation. The greater humility of heart, the greater the peace. If there's pride that's reigning the heart, less peace. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. In you, Lord, I have found peace. When our life is centered on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the gospel here today, our Lord blasts the scribes and the Pharisees. He was saying, you know, everything you're doing it to be seen. You're not looking to please the Father in heaven, but really just yourselves. Look good before other people, and you're hypocrites. And so our Lord uses strong language here where he says, where sometimes people misinterpret this, but he says, you shouldn't accept the greeting of Rabbi or teacher or master or father, because you're putting yourself really above God. And I just want to touch on that just real briefly here and get back. Now, he was telling the Pharisees to humble themselves and to stop seeking titles for themselves. And we have to understand what our Lord said at the end of this gospel in context, because some people will take this out of context of, oh, we can't call priest father, we can't do that. But the minute you say that, let me look at the first reading of the prophet Malachi, the very last verse. It talks about violating the covenant of our fathers. So throughout the scripture, it refers to the patriarchs and the spiritual leaders as fathers. So if we took our Lord's words at this one point literally, it would contradict what St. Paul says in other places, what our Lord says in the other one. Now, when we carefully look at these, Jesus did not only condemn the use of the word father, but he also condemned the use of the word rabbi, instructors. Why? Because the Jewish leaders loved to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogue and to be greeted with respect. Now, Jesus was condemning the Pharisees who were so full of pride that they were doing all possible to achieve fame, success, and rank, and their proud hearts were completely corrupt. So the Pharisees then, what they had done, in their hearts at least, had elevated themselves above God as the ultimate authorities and the father image and teachers. So saying you should do this, you should do that, because God said, but they weren't doing it. They were putting themselves above God. Therefore, lacking humility, they failed to humbly look to God as the source of all authority, fatherhood, and teaching. So he was saying the titles that they have, you know, you have the vocabulary, but there's mentality. They didn't have the proper mentality. So just real briefly on this note, Acts chapter 7, verse 2 to 4, Stephen, St. Stephen, the first martyr, proto-martyr, he refers to our ancestor Abraham as our father in faith. And then St. Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 2, verse 22, Paul says, Timothy, you're how like a son with a father. He has served me in the work of the gospel. So St. Paul refers to himself as a father, a spiritual father. And then St. Paul's letter to Philemon, verse 10, I'm appealing to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I have become during my imprisonment, a spiritual father. So I just emphasize that just for a moment here, because every once in a while I'll come across someone they don't want to call a priest father. Well, it's not contradicting Scripture. In the spiritual realm, we should call people fathers. If you take this literally, then children can't call their biological fathers fathers. You can't call your teachers teachers, or rabbis rabbis. So just understand the proper context. Now, humility is key. How a third of the angels fell is because of pride. And I'm going to share a story from a mystic, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. Now, she has these beautiful volumes, and there's mystics in the history of the church where they've seen supernatural things have happened. The Lord have shown them different things. They were prophets. And she relayed what she saw while God was creating the world. And she saw, I could read this, but maybe it's better if I just say this, like a real bright, like a sun. She said, I caught it was the one. It was the Trinity. Everything was there. And I saw from the bright globe of the sun a little disc coming from it. Those were the angels. And suddenly, she said, then these choirs came forth from the higher sun as born of love. It's the creation of the angels. Suddenly, I saw some of them pause, wrapped in contemplation of their own beauty. So you have this beautiful sun, the earth here, and then they're sort of looking into themselves. And they took complacency in self. They sought the highest beauty in self. They thought but of self. They existed but in self. And that's pride. And their beauty sunk and turned into darkness. And she goes on. Unfilled, and then what happened? So these, you have other ones are falling, turning black, falling away. Then she said, quickly the other angels came to fill up the to praise God, and I did not see them leaving their places to pursue the combat of the fallen choirs. The bad angels rested in self and fell away. And while those that did not follow their example thronged to the vacant places, all this was instantaneous. Now I'm skipping some parts. She said, it was made known to me that God in his judgment, in his eternal sentence against the rebel angels, decreed the reign of strife until the vacant thrones are filled. So what they're touching on, what the church teaches, you have all these vacant spots there that are going to be filled by the elect. Once those seats are filled, God willing, God's mercy by us, once those seats are filled, then we come to the end of time. But to fill those thrones, it seems to me almost impossible. It would take so long. The strife, this battle of the bad angels, the strife will, however, be upon earth now. There will be no strife above, for God has ordained. And after I received this assurance, I can no longer sympathize with Lucifer, for I saw that he had cast himself down by his own free, wicked will. And so all the damned, where she saw they chose not God, but themselves, and they fell down. So you see, right from the very beginning, pride led to their downfall. And our lives too. When we ever get to the notion, well, we don't need God, we don't need daily prayer, we don't need Mass, we don't need confession, we have to be careful. Like, we're starting to go the way of the proud angels. Now, I'll finish on a really positive note here from Blessed Mother Teresa. Now, all the saints in heaven, they all had one virtue particularly in common, well, a couple of virtues, the great love of God, but humility. Some were great teachers, some were great contemplatives, some were etc., missionaries, but all of them had the one thing in common of humility, that they could not do anything without God. That attitude, we're useless servants without you. So October 31st, 1966, there was a letter that Mother Teresa wrote to the Missionaries of Charity, one of her many letters, and she offered a few practical tips for growing in humility. It's useful not just to the sisters, but for us here today. As she remarked, that it is our emptiness, our lowliness that God needs, not our plenitude, and suggested the following simple ways of emptying ourselves of self to be humble. Here they are, some of them. Speak as little as possible of oneself. Mind one's own business. Avoid curiosity. Do not manage other people's affairs. All these things, we have to use common sense. Accept contradiction cheerfully. Pass over the mistakes of others. Accept blame when innocent. Yield to the will of others. Accept insults and injuries. Accept being slighted, forgotten, and even disliked by others. Be kind and gentle, even when provoked. Do not seek to be specially loved and admired, as the Pharisees and scribes today's gospel. Never stand on one's own dignity. Yield in discussion, even though one is right. You get in a discussion with someone, they're wrong, they say something, it's against the church, you state the truth and leave it. She said, then just yield, and you can listen. Choose always the hardest. A lot of times there's a task at hand to be completed. Well, let that guy do it, or let this person do it, even though I'm physically able to do it. That would be a little sign of pride. So today, at Holy Communion, we come up to the communion rail. We're going to receive our humble Creator, our Lord and Savior, in a very, very humble appearance as a wafer in Holy Communion. When you receive him into your heart, just say that simple prayer. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.